Thomas spent the evening of April 9th, hidden with his telephone maintenance crew in the cave-like folds of an immense tree, just a few hundred feet from the main road, which was thronged with tattered American soldiers moving in great confusion toward Mare Velis. The following morning, Thomas's Filipino crewmen decided to head north through the jungle and attempt to reunite with their families. Thomas wished them well and waved them off with tears in his eyes. Then he decided to go surrender himself. He slipped off his undershirt and tied it to a long branch that he'd stripped from the jungle underbrush. Slowly, he crept down to the road and started walking in the direction of Mare Velis. Almost immediately, he spied a group of Japanese soldiers marching crisply in his direction. They wore khaki uniforms with combat packs, and their field hats, fashioned with long sun flaps in the rear, sported a single gold star. Bayonet blades gleamed brightly from the barrels of their 25-caliber rifles. Thomas hoped that as a telephone engineer with the Signal Corps, the Japanese would be inclined to treat him less harshly than if he were a fighting soldier from the front lines. With his heart pounding like a mallet in his chest, Thomas stood in the road waving his dingy undershirt. A jeep pulled up to him, and the Japanese driver motioned for him to hop in. In a few minutes they came to a Japanese camp, and Thomas was met by a young lieutenant who spoke nearly perfect English. He had studied at UCLA, he said, and he was fond of the United States. Someday, after all this, I will go back. Then the lieutenant surprised Thomas. "Do you want to stay here with me and be my prisoner?" he asked. He pointed to a big white truck parked nearby and said he didn't know how to drive it. "Maybe you can?" So Thomas agreed to serve as the lieutenant's chauffeur. In return, the officer was kind to him and offered him cigarettes and ample food. "You won't try to escape, will you?" he asked. Thomas shook his head. "Where would I go?" he said. "Good. I trust you."